Theoretical recap. In Python, every value has a type: int, integer, float, decimal number, str, string of characters, bool, true slash false. In real-world security scripting, data rarely arrives in the format you need. A port number read from a file comes as a string. A calculation result must sometimes be cast to an integer before being compared. This is where type conversion, also called casting, becomes essential. Python provides built-in functions to convert between types: int, float, str, bool. For example, int 443 produces the integer 443, and str 8080 produces the string 8080. There are two kinds of conversion. Implicit: Python does it automatically. For example, adding an int and a float produces a float, and explicit: you do it deliberately with casting functions. Common mistakes to avoid: trying to convert a non-numeric string like int abc raises a value error. Always validate input before converting. Also, bool 0 is false and bool is false, but bool 0 is true, a subtlety that trips up beginners. Arithmetic operators, plus, slash, 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 percent, behave differently depending on the type. Plus concatenates strings but adds numbers. Keep your mental model simple. Types define what operations are possible. Conversions let you move between types safely and deliberately. Workshop brief. This workshop builds directly on what you practiced in the previous session on declaring variables and displaying their types. Now you will go one step further. You will manipulate those types, convert them, and perform meaningful operations on data that resembles what a security engineer encounters daily: port numbers, IP address fragments, threshold values, and simple flags. Your goal is to write a single Python script named security_ops.py that demonstrates your mastery of type conversions and basic arithmetic and string operations in a security-relevant context. The script must be executable from the command line inside your virtualenv, and it must produce clear, labeled output for each step. Start by defining a set of raw variables that simulate data received from an external source, as if parsed from a config file or a network scan result. A port number stored as a string, for example, 8443, a threshold for failed login attempts stored as a float, for example 3.0, a boolean-like string flag, for example true, and an IP address stored as a string, for example 192.168.1.105. Your first task is to display the type of each variable before any conversion, then convert each one to the most appropriate type for a programmatic use: int, float, bool, or by splitting the string, and display the type again after conversion. Clearly label every print statement so the output is self-explanatory. Next, perform and display the results of at least 5 distinct operations using your converted variables. These must include an integer arithmetic operation, for example, compute how many ports remain if you subtract a base port from your converted port number, a float comparison or arithmetic, check whether the failed login threshold exceeds a given limit and print a warning message accordingly, a string concatenation and string formatting, build a readable alert message that includes the IP address and the port, a use of integer division or modulo, relevant when working with subnet calculations or pagination of results, and a Boolean evaluation. Use your converted flag to conditionally print one of 2 different security-related messages. Each operation must be accompanied by a comment in the code explaining why this type or operation would be relevant in a security automation context. Pay attention to edge cases. Include at least 1 deliberate attempt to handle a potential conversion error using a try/accept block. For example, try to convert an intentionally invalid string, such as n/astanding for an unknown port, to an integer, catch the value error, and print a meaningful error message instead of letting the script crash. This reflects the reality of defensive scripting. Data from scans, logs, or APIs is never perfectly formatted. Finally, add a short summary block at the end of your script, as a series of print statements, that recaps all the converted values and their types in a table-like format. You can use formatted strings with fstrings or the format method. This output will serve as your submission artifact and will allow for quick verification of your work. You have 2 hours to complete and submit this workshop. This is an individual exercise, but you are fully allowed and encouraged to consult all previous course materials, official Python documentation, and any internet resources you find relevant. You may also ask for peer input or discuss approaches, as long as the final code you submit is written and understood by you. Submit your security_ops.py file along with a copy-paste of your terminal output before the deadline expires. Late submissions will not be evaluated in the same review cycle. A few tips to keep you on track. If you are unsure about a conversion, Open a Python interactive shell and test the expression directly before putting it in your script. Use type and is instance freely to inspect your variables at any point. Keep your code clean and commented. In a DevSecOps environment, unreadable scripts are a liability. If you get a type error or value error, read the message carefully. Python's error messages are precise and usually tell you exactly what went wrong and on which line.